I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's see here. I know we've been talking about Jeff Bezos, but I kind of feel sorry for him.
You why? Know,
well, I'll tell you why. He's not really been a really loud, like, showy kind of guy. He hasn't been in the news that much. I mean, he has because he's a billionaire. But you know what I mean? He's just seemed like a nice family man.
Really?
Yeah. He was all this stuff. He was this nice family man. And, you know, the story about his parents, how he said they gave him all their money. And he's like, you got to believe in me. And they said, I'm going to do this thing. And it's going to be crazy. And I mean, out of nowhere, he just made this monstrosity that's taken over the world called Amazon. Well, now he's freaking riding a horse into a bar in Aspen. Totally showing off, right?
Yeah.
Now we got pictures of his wiener out there.
Yeah.
Is this a midlife crisis or what?
I feel like there's a part of me that feels like he's duped us in a way.
Oh, he's always been a bad
boy. Well, we know for a fact now that this affair with this Lauren Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez, as you call her, that's been going on since last summer. We're just finding out about it. So I think all that's been hidden, and now it's just all starting to come up. You know, I mean, it takes some person to send those pictures, okay?
Well, Sean sends those pictures.
I'm just saying, if you're a billionaire, you own Amazon.
Yeah, you don't
it
do
takes
that.
Some. We just don't know the guy. Everything that we've seen is, you know,
we
through
thought
the,
he was kind of conservative, but he's not.
No.
Excuse me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know he'd be the kind of guy to ride a horse into a bar.
And they said that they would go to dinner. Like, this Sanchez lady and her husband, along with Bezos and his wife, would go to dinner. And the Lauren chick and Bezos would like, touch each other underneath the table while they're there with their wives and husband.
I've done that.
I'm just saying. We didn't know.
I did that. Once. I was at, I think it was the Who concert.
Yeah.
And my friend slash partner slash boyfriendish slash married guy who was on my right.
Yeah.
And then his wife was on his right.
Yeah.
And then I was on this side. You know what I mean? She was on that side. She had no clue. I felt really bad. I was young.
And you should.
I do you feel should. Horrible. Yeah. I felt bad. I felt bad. It's so dirty.
But I just think this Bezos
so
guy, we've been given a persona that's not exactly accurate.
By the way, shout out to Sarah, 21st birthday. We said we were doing shout outs.
What's up, Sarah?
21st birthday. Happy birthday. She's going to China for her 21st birthday.
Maybe we'll play a song for you,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah. That Taylor Swift.
Something good.
Something great. Anyway, here's what's going on with Jeff Bezos. He is saying that the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him. He published a letter that was sent to him by the tabloid's chief of content, threatening to publish nude photos of him if he did not back off the claims that the decision to out his affair with Lauren Sanchez was politically motivated. The editor claims that the Enquirer has a wiener picture of Bezos and then a photo that shows her hoo-ha. We got a hoo-ha pic as well. It's both. Why are they sending each other hoo-ha pics?
I don't know. But then they're giving it to somebody else.
Yes,
it's just not between
party.
The two of them or the National Enquirer wouldn't have it. Somebody is a third party involved in this that has the pictures. And they're the ones that have sold them to the National Enquirer.
Here's what I think has happened. So Bezos is absolutely having a midlife crisis. You know, he's been buckled down. He's been married for so long, two kids, whatever. He's had to be this conservative guy. All of a sudden, he hooks up with Lauren, and she's like, hey, let's get wild. And he's like, you know what? I'm a billionaire. I don't give a rat's ass. And he went for it.
And she, we've seen her track record. I mean, she's been engaged like six different times.
Yeah.
She tried to get back with somebody else when she was engaged to someone else. I mean, she's all over the place, too. She's a loose cannon. They were perfect for each other. The perfect storm.
Dun, dun. dun. Let's see here. It says, after listing the images, the editor writes, it would give no editor pleasure to send this email. I hope common sense can prevail and quickly. So it is kind of a blackmail type of letter. They're telling him to say, okay, you know what? The Inquirer did not publish the pictures about Lauren and I because of politics. They're saying, hey, if you don't come out and say that that's true, then we're going to show your wiener.
Yeah, I guess it could be considered blackmail, but normally blackmail involves, you know, a payoff.
Yeah. You're right. So could it or could, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Well, they're still blackmailing him into an action.
Well, see, he's investigating the National Enquirer. He's trying to go after them. So they're basically telling him, look, dude, you need to back off. We've already published our story about the affair. It could get worse for you. If you don't back off and leave us alone, we're going to put your...
That's what I understand. So is saying that I'm going to put a picture of your wiener out there unless you do some kind of action that I'm telling you to do, is that blackmail?
Don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. I've always assumed that it had to be cash involved.
I don't think it does. I don't know. Could be trade.
Could be.
I need your refrigerator or else I'm going to... Show your wiener.
Exactly.
No.
Who knows?
All right. So anyway, that's going on. That's crazy.
It's a good fight, though.
It is.
They're two heavyweights.
Hey, Sean, did you get me any new Kim Kardashian? Something more interesting?
Oh, I did.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, everybody. It's Friday, and it's time for a little Kim Kardashian audio.
If you know anything about Kanye, you know he can fall asleep anywhere.
Yeah.
Like I'll... doctor's office, I'm getting sonogram, he's snoring. Like any place I take him, he's snoring.
He could take a power nap anywhere.
Left me in a restaurant once in a meeting for him in France. I didn't even understand. They were not even speaking English. He falls asleep at the table. And, I mean...
Sean has a theory about this. Go ahead, John.
I believe that Kanye is having some hormone deficiency issues, and he probably should get his testosterone checked.
He needs beads in his butt.
Because he's got low T. Yeah, that's a sure sign of low T
right
there.
Is that really one of the signs?
Oh, it is. Yeah, just falling asleep, lethargic, unable to focus. Definitely low T. I'm sure he's got performance issues as well.
Can you tweet him?
Which is why they're always using surrogates.
Can you tweet him and tell him he has low T?
I will, right now.
Sean says if you're falling asleep everywhere, you have low T.
Yep. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a sign.
I didn't know that was a symptom.
That is a symptom of low T. Oh, as a guy who's had low T, I know it is a symptom.
Whoa. Huh.
And then I've had high T, and that symptom goes away. So I know it's low T.
Huh.
Thanks, Sean.
You're so welcome.
I felt like we just had like a medical moment.
Well, he's just a low T expert. That's all.
Somebody says, let's see here. Yes, blackmail expects to gain something. Somebody says, no, it's extortion. Oh, I like the word. And somebody said coercion.
Other words for it.
Man. Bribe, whatever. Okay, let's see. What else do I have for you? Ariana Grande, I told you this yesterday. She thinks that Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale are so cute. Listen.
What if you win an award and you're not there to receive it?
You deserve the award.
How do you think Pete and Kate Beckinsale make a good couple, Ariana?
Cute. Now, the first part of that, they're talking about the Grammys where she pulled out.
Yes, she did.
She's not going to be performing on Sunday night because they won't let her do her song.
She wanted to do a new song that nobody's ever heard of. And they said, no, we need you to do like the thank you next. Thank you next. And she's like, I'm tired of that song.
I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
I do my song or I'm not doing anything. And she quit.
By the way, Sunday's Grammy performances, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Little Big Town, Post Malone, Ricky Martin, Shawn Mendes, Katy Perry, Dolly Parton, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Travis Scott. It should be quite the lineup.
Should be.
Should be amazing.
We'll see.
I'm opening this weekend. It's a big movie weekend. Now, I'm not proud of myself for wanting to see this movie, but it looks kind of funny. It's called What Men Want. It's opening this weekend. And it's where she can read men's minds. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The commercial. It looks pretty funny. Anyway. She stars as a successful sports agent who is constantly sidelined by her male counterparts when she can all of a sudden read their minds. It looks cute. But the big one that's opening this weekend is the Lego Movie 2. The second part. Everything is awesome. Everything is true when you put it in. Everything is awesome.
I didn't see Lego 1.
When you live in a dream. So good.
But I guess you could pick up on number 2 would be just as well off, right?
Yeah, it's just that I walked out of that stupid movie singing Everything is Awesome all damn day.
Really?
Everything is awesome! Did you not? Oh, you didn't see it.
That's I didn't right. see it.
Sean, did you see it?
I did not see it.
My God, people.
But I heard a lot about it.
You need small, middle children. Yeah, that song was in my head. So I'm sure there's going to be another song that's going to drive us all back. Oh, I almost.
Whoa.
Jeez, be careful.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was almost a slip up.
It really was. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
Ooh, that was close.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.